The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
Of course, divorce is against God's will, and Jesus had a few things to say about it. In Matthew 19:9, there seems to be an exception clause. And today we answer a question about that. Is there any way alcoholism can fit into that exception? Stay tuned for Grace in Focus. We welcome you. We're glad you're with us today. This is a ministry of the Grace Evangelical Society. We have a website where you can find out more about us. It is faithalone.org. One thing you will find there is a way to sign up, subscribe to our blogs, our daily blogs. We hope you will do that. There you will find free grace discussion and teaching in written form and daily released. It's on our website, faithalone.org. Now with today's question and answer discussion, here is Bob Wilkin along with David Renfro.
All right, I'm here with David Renfro, and David, you have a question from Charles, I believe.
Yes, he wrote this following question. He said, in Matthew 19:9, Jesus tells about divorce. If the wife is getting drunk, not helping out with the family, doesn't really care for her husband, etc., does the husband have the right to do whatever it takes to justify divorce from her?
Okay. Although he doesn't mention remarriage, I think we can assume he's asking the question about both divorce and remarriage.
I think so, too.
So he's essentially asking, if you have a situation where your spouse is an alcoholic and your spouse is not taking care of the children or maybe is a danger to the children, does God permit you to divorce and remarry based on Matthew 19:9? Okay, let's read Matthew 19:9. Do you have it there?
I do. And it says, and I say to you, whoever divorces his wife except for sexual immorality and marries another commits adultery, and whoever marries her who is divorced commits adultery.
Okay, now the same thing is found in Matthew 5:32. Mm-hmm. Now, there's an issue because in Mark and Luke, when the Lord talks about divorce and remarriage, there's no exception clause. Mm. There's no except for immorality. Mm-hmm. And so this has led some New Testament scholars, who I believe play loose and free with the concept of inerrancy, the Bible has no error, they say Matthew inserted the exception clause. He put words in Jesus' mouth that Jesus never said.
What a lovely thought that somebody would do that.
Yeah, doesn't that seem to you to be suggesting the Bible has errors in it?
Oh, no.
Of course, the way you get around that is by saying the Holy Spirit told Matthew to put words in Jesus' mouth.
Yeah.
Well, that's a tremendous problem. And the solution is that the Lord taught on divorce and remarriage on many occasions. And the normal teaching was no divorce, no remarriage. But that doesn't mean there wasn't an exception. For example, think of Jonah, 40 days, then comes the destruction. Well, he didn't say there's an exception if you repent, mm-hmm. but they went ahead and repented anyway because they believed the God of Israel might indeed be merciful, and he was. Mm-hmm. Well, there's lots of examples like that in Scripture, and here's one where in Matthew 19:9 and Matthew 5:32, we clearly have an exception stated. So the question is, does this exception apply to both divorce and remarriage, number one? And number two, what is the exception? I would say that it's extremely likely, if not certain, that the Lord intended the exception for both divorce and remarriage. Mm-hmm. And most people would agree with that. Mm-hmm. The second part of it is, what is the exception? What is this immorality? What's the Greek word for immorality here?
Porneia.
Yeah, porneia. Now, porneia is different than the word for adultery. That's why it doesn't say except for adultery.
Right.
The word for adultery is moicheia, but porneia is broader than moicheia. So pornography comes from this word porneia. Mm-hmm. Porneia, at the very least, would include adultery, it would include homosexuality, and it would include incest. So if the spouse was involved in any of those things, that clearly would be grounds for divorce and remarriage. It would be an open question, and I think each individual believer would need to think about that, about the issue of, let's say, a man was addicted to pornography. Would his wife be permitted to divorce and remarry? I think that's an open question. But I think there's no question about it that in those other cases, adultery, incest, or homosexuality, divorce and remarriage would be allowed. But now, when we were talking previously, you brought up the point, there's a difference between what God allows and what we should do. So why don't you elaborate on that a bit?
It's, number one, it's my impression all over Scripture that pleasing God is way more important, and it should be our priority, than making sure we have a good quality of life.
Right.
You know, and obviously, if we are married to somebody that does have a problem with alcohol or pornography or whatever, that's going to affect my quality of life.
Right.
And what a lot of people, I think, do is, I can't stand this anymore. I need to change it. And then they justify it by, well, look at what the Lord says. My opinion is, you got to go to the, what does the Lord say first?
Right.
And it's my opinion also that a person that is in a situation like that should stick in there, hang in there for as long as possible without any kind of, I don't know, if the person starts threatening harm or something bad, that to me, that's a sign that you got to do something, especially separation. You mentioned first step would be separation to see if that person would see, yeah, there are consequences to my actions.
Exactly.
It's coming. It'll be here before you know it. What am I talking about? The Grace Evangelical Society's National Conference 2025, May 19th through 22nd at Camp Copus, an absolutely beautiful campground in North Texas, right on the lake with lots of recreation, great food, a great place to stay, wonderful fellowship, and wonderful free grace Bible teaching. Information and online registration now at faithalone.org/events. First-timers waive registration fees. faithalone.org/events.
A person, in answer to Charles' question, could, he's talking about a husband and wife, where the wife is an alcoholic and not taking proper care of the children, could the husband divorce her and remarry on the basis of Matthew 19:9? And the answer is,
Thank
no.
you. Thank you for playing. We have a lovely parting gift.
Lovely parting gift. No, you cannot without displeasing the Lord. However, you could separate, because if the person is a danger to the children, then you could separate. You could even get a restraining order. Let's say you have a husband who's beating his wife and his children.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's no biblical grounds for divorce and remarriage there, but there's certainly grounds for separation and a restraining order and that sort of thing.
Sure.
But then the other question is, okay, let's say, Charles isn't asking this, but let's say the person actually does commit porneia. Let's say the person clearly has had an affair. Coming to your point, David, you would say, while yes, you could divorce and remarry, that doesn't mean you should.
Right.
You're saying it would be wise to try to keep the marriage intact.
What would the Lord want you to do?
Yeah. Well,
he would want a restoration there, don't you think?
I would think he would, but he does allow one affair, he would allow it, but that doesn't mean he's commanding it.
No, you're right.
And so when you ask, what does he want? Man, it gets kind of dicey here, because what he allows and what he wants might be two different things.
Well, you see that a lot. You know, in the Old Testament, the Lord wanted Israel to remain faithful to the covenant.
Right.
But they didn't.
And so he brought about these judgments designed to bring them back to faithfulness.
That's exactly right. And
including exile.
Yeah, going to Babylon back then was not a thing you wanted to do.
It wasn't like Honolulu or something?
Well, it's not like a vacation on the French Riviera, okay?
That's right. So in terms of his question, the only grounds for divorce and remarriage in Scripture is in the case of porneia, immorality. Now, when I was at Dallas Seminary, Bill Heth wrote his master's thesis on this subject, and he argued that porneia did not mean adultery or homosexuality what it meant was forbidden degrees of kinship within a Jewish idea. So if you were married to someone that was, let's say, your sister, you could freely divorce. And I think, I can't remember his view, but I think he wouldn't allow for remarriage. But he said you could remarry if your spouse died. And his view on remarriage was only in the case of the death of your spouse. Mm-hmm. I understand he wrote a book about that. And then I understand later Bill changed his view back to what's called the Erasmian view, which is the one that I hold to, which is God allows but does not require divorce in the case of immorality. By the way, I don't know how many examples, but there are lots of them. I have a friend who had an affair. I think it lasted for several months, and he was a pastor of a very pretty large church, and his wife hung with him. And after several months, he came to his senses like the prodigal son. He returned to his wife and said, "Would you please take me back?" And she said, "Yes." Hmm. Well, this man went on to have many, many, many more years of effective ministry. And he points to his wife as the reason why he has been effective in ministry. I think this comes to your point. She could have divorced him.
Yes.
She had the possibility, but she didn't do it. And it had a very profound effect in the lives of a lot of people. And so I think we need to keep Christ foremost in our thinking. One other point about what Charles is saying, we're not saying anything about whether the spouse is a believer or an unbeliever.
Right.
In other words, a believer could be an alcoholic.
Sure.
A believer could be involved in immorality. Mm-hmm. And we're not questioning whether they're a believer or not. I would add one other thing. There is a question from Paul's writings in 1 Corinthians where he talks in chapter 7, where he talks about in the case of two unbelievers who are married together, one becomes a believer, and then the unbeliever wants to depart. Paul says, let him depart. Mm-hmm. Some people hold the view that if you're in that unique situation, divorce and remarriage is allowed. But that would be only in the situation where you married before you came to faith.
Right.
And then your unbelieving spouse decides they no longer want to be married to you.
Right.
But that's another open question, and each person can meditate and think about that. But the reason we talk about this is because this is an important sanctification question.
And these are situations, lots of different, wide variety of situations that are going on in churches right now.
Absolutely. Well, this is all key because we want to look to Christ in order to keep grace in focus.
Would you be interested in some free ebooks on topics you hear on this program? Well, if you are, you need to come visit us at faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. We would love to hear from you. Maybe you've got a question, comment, or some feedback. If you do, please don't hesitate to send us a message. Here's our email address. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. And when you do, very important, please let us know your radio station call letters and the city of your location. On our next episode, why do we ask God to be with us? Please join us for that. And in the meantime, let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.